This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong streets once again filled with hundreds of thousands of protesters clad in black and marching Sunday against a controversial legislative bill that would allow for extradition to China. The protest comes after Hong Kong authorities suspended the proposal indefinitely, VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
A show of force by protesters in Hong Kong after authorities suspended but did not kill a controversial extradition bill. Their message, just pausing the bill isn't good enough. Many are concerned the bill means they risk being extradited to China with its politicized judicial system. Edwin Chung is a Hong Kong resident.
This is an end game. This is almost like an overnight change of Hong Kong. If this bill is being passed, it would change Hong Kong forever.
There was a real question if the decision to suspend the proposal would help satisfy protester demands. After today's turnout, it's clear that many are still unhappy. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Protesters are also calling for the city's pro-Beijing chief executive, Carrie Lam, to step down. Many blame her for the violence that erupted during protests last week. The United States and the Taliban are scheduled to hold crucial rounds of negotiations in Qatar early this week amid high expectations of a breakthrough in a nearly year-long process to end the war in Afghanistan. This would be the seventh round of talks hosted by the Qatari capital of Doha, where the insurgent group maintains an informal political office. The dialogue, which excludes the Afghan government, has primarily focused on the withdrawal of American forces from the country in exchange for Taliban assurances that transnational terrorists would not be allowed to use Afghan soil for attacks against other countries. This is VOA News. India has hiked tariffs on 28 goods imported from the United States as a trade spat between the two countries intensifies. The move came days after Washington removed New Delhi from its list of countries with preferential access to U.S. trade. Experts fear the growing tensions could endanger the India-U.S. strategic partnership that aims to counter China's growing influence in the region. Beginning Sunday, the American goods that take higher tariffs include almonds, apples, walnuts, chickpeas, and lentils, as well as some stainless steel products. Amid rising tension in the Persian Gulf, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News Sunday Washington will guarantee freedom of navigation for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz through diplomatic talks or military intervention. He contended again that it was unmistakable that Iran launched last week's attacks on two tankers sailing through the narrow passage. The strait handles as much as a third of the world's oil supply. Iran has rejected the U.S. accusation that it was responsible for the attacks on the Norwegian and Japanese ships, one's transporting oil and the other chemicals. Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who serves on the Intelligence Armed Services and Armed Services Committees, was questioned on Sunday on CBS Face the Nation about his position on the June 13th attacks on the tankers. He said they need a response.
Iran for 40 years has engaged in this kind of attacks, going back to the 1980s. In fact, Ronald Reagan had to reflag a lot of vessels going through the Persian Gulf and ultimately take military action against Iran in 1988. These unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike.
Also on CBS Face the Nation, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff agreed that Tehran was to blame, but said the tensions in the Persian Gulf are revealing how isolated the United States has become after unilaterally abandoning the Iran nuclear deal.
Our allies warned the United States. I think our intelligence agencies warned policymakers that this kind of Iranian reaction was likely a result of a policy of withdrawing from the Iran nuclear agreement. And so what we see is a split of the U.S. from our allies, and we see Russia and China coming together and having Iran's back.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday that if Iran blocks the Strait of Hormuz, it's not going to be closed for long. In his words, he did not elaborate. And Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country will continue to curtail its compliance with the nuclear deal unless other global powers that entered the agreement show what he called positive signals. Iran began reducing its commitment in May after Washington unilaterally withdrew from the accord last year and imposed more sanctions on the Islamic Republic. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.